السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, starting from ayah number 84 to ayah number 86. Just starting off with the recitation of these verses, if you all would like to open up your Qurans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 84.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقاتل في سبيل الله لا تكلف إلا نفسك وحرض المؤمنين عسى الله أن يكف بأس الذين كفروا والله أشد بأسا وأشد تنكيلا من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها إن الله كان على كل شيء حسيبا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 84, 85, and 86. Now inshallah, for our theory, we are just continuing the topic of ahkam and nun as-sakina with tanween, the rules of nun sakin and tanween. Alhamdulillah, in the last class, we did cover the last rule, which was the rule of ikhfa. So today, inshallah, we're just going to do a quick review, and then in our analysis, we're going to focus on all of that nun sakin and tanween that we have learned in the previous classes. So the first rule, inshallah, that we will review is the rule of idhar. Idhar from the word dhahara means to make clear. This is because whenever you have an idhar letter and before that there is a noon sakin or there is a tanween, then the noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly without any additional ghunna. So you are not going to bring it up into the nose more than necessary. The noon sound is going to be very clear. The letters of idhar are huruf halqi, so these are the letters that come from the throat. So these letters are six. We have hamza, ha, ayn, ha, ghin, and kha. So anytime you have noon or a tanween followed by any of these letters, hamza, ha, ayn, ha, ghin, kha, the noon sound is going to have idhar, meaning that it is going to be very clear. So for example, wa yan auna tanhar an'amta shakiran alima. So in all of these cases, you hear that nun sound is very clear. قَوْلٍ إِلَّا. So you are not going to merge it together. You are not bringing up into the nose any more than necessary. The nun sound is very clear. It is not being merged. It is not being hidden. It is not being changed. It is exactly the way that nun sound normally is. Now, for the signs of nun sakin in the mushaf, if you see that there is a very visible sign of sukun in the mushaf, so you see that there is a nun on top of it, there is that sign of sukun, it is going to be idhar. Now, in most cases, if you have ikhfa or you have iqlab or you have idgham, that nun is not going to have a sukun on top. In most cases, it is just going to have nothing on top. So if you do see that that nun has a sukun on top, it is going to be idhar. Now, if you look at the next letter, it should be huruf halqi. That is going to confirm it for you. So if you do see that there is that nun sakin, the next letter is huruf halqi, then it is going to be idhar. Now, also with the tanween, you can tell if it is إظهار because the حركات are right on top of one another. They are aligned evenly over each other. So if you have a ضمة or a فتحة or a كسرة, they are going to be exactly aligned with one another. It is not going to be crooked. It is not going to be pushed to one side. The top one and the bottom one are going to be right on top of one another. So when you see this, this is also a sign that it is going to have إظهار. And just to confirm, you can look at that next letter. And if it is حروف حلقي, if it is a letter from the throat, then you know for sure this is going to be إظهار and that noon sound is going to be clear. Now, the second rule that we did was the rule of إدغام. So we have noon second and then ween. And if it is followed by any of the letters from the mnemonic يرملون, then the sound of the noon is مدغم. It is merged into the next letter and you are going to make the noon sound silent. So we have this rule of إدغام and we have two cases or two categories under idgham. So we have idgham with ghunna and we have idgham without ghunna. Ghunna, as we learned, means that the sound is going up into the nose. So idgham with ghunna, the sound is going up into the nose, into the khayshum. Idgham without ghunna, the sound is not going up into the nose at all, meaning that there is not even a hint of that noon sound. There is no hint of a meem sound. You are not using the khayshum or the nose at all. So inshallah, let's look at the letters of idgham. So for idgham, we have yarumalun, ya, ra, meem, lam, and waw, noon. And then idgham with ghunna, we have only the letters from yarumalun, we take out yanmu, ya, noon, meem, and waw. So these four letters have ghunna, and without ghunna, whatever is left from yarumalun, so we took out ya, noon, meem, and waw. Now we have left lam and ra. Now with these letters, you are going to merge that noon sound within the lam and the ra, but you are dropping that noon sound completely. So when you have idgham without ghunna, you should not be able to hear any of that noon. Inshallah, when we look at an example, this will become a little bit more clear. So examples of idgham with ghunna, we have ya, noon, meem, and waw. فَمَن يَسْتَمِعْ إِن نَفَعَتْ مِن مَحِيصْ مِن وَلِيٍ. So these are just some examples of idgham with ghunna. You can hear that I am merging the noon sound within the next letter. And also it is still going up into the nose. I am still using my khayshum to give this ghunna. Now idgham without ghunna, this is going to be noon second or tanween followed by the letters lam or ra. So for example, we have مِن لَدُنْهُ مِن رَبِّكُمْ فِتْنَةً لَهُمْ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So in all of these cases, you are not going to hear that noon sound at all. Let's listen to it one more time. Milladunhu. So it is incorrect if you give this noon sound. So because it is without ghunna, we are not adding noon at all. We are not saying min ladunhu, min rabbikum. Now you can hear that noon sound. Completely get rid of it, merge it into the next letter. Milladunhu, min rabbikum. Just right away you can drop that noon and then move on to the lam or the ra. Now we do have an exception to this rule. This is known as idhar mutlaq. There are four words in the Quran that have this rule. Basically what this rule is that even though you have a nun sakin followed by an idgham letter, so you have nun sakin followed by waw or ya, remember both of these are idgham letters, because the nun sakin is in the middle of the word, you are not going to give it idgham. So for the example here, this is one of the most popular examples we have, ad-dunya. Normally, if you see this, you would read ad-dunya. You are going to merge the noon with the ya. But because it is coming in the middle of the word, there is no idgham. Instead, there is going to be idhar mutlaq. It is an exception to the rule, and the noon sound is going to be clear. Ad-dunya. The three other examples, we have qinwanun, we have sinwanun, and we have bunyanun. So these four examples, we are going to have idhar mutlaq. The sound is going to be very clear. Now, the sign of idgham in the mushaf, you are going to see that there is no sakin on the noon, and the letter after will usually have a shadda. And the sign of tanween is going to be that the tanween harakat are not going to be perfectly aligned. They are going going to be slightly disjointed. One of them is going to be on one side and the other is tilted to the other side. So that is the sign of tanween. And then we have the rule of iqlab. Iqlab is very easy. It only has one letter, which is the letter ba. When you have iqlab, you are going to qalaba. You are going to change the noon sound into the sound of a meem. Why? Because the sound of the meem and the sound of the ba come from the same exact spot. So because both of them are coming from the lips, it is easier to say meem and ba together than it is to say noon and ba. So when we have a noon sakin or we have a tanween followed by the letter ba, you are just going to change that noon sound into a ba. Amburika, ambihum, sami'un basir. So you can hear in all of these that noon sound is changed to a meem. Very easy to spot iqlab in the Quran. You are going to see a very small meme on top of the noon, or you are going to see a very small meme next to the tanween. So you're going to have either a dhamma, a fatha, or a kasra, and a very small meme next to that. Finally, we have the last rule, which is the rule of ikhfa. Ikhfa is from the word khafi, meaning to hide. And the letters for ikhfa are basically all of the remaining letters that have not been used in the previous rules. So, for example, you take out idhar, hamzaha, ainha, ghainha, you take out idgham, yarmalun, you take out ba, whatever is left is going to be ikhfa. What is ikhfa? Ikhfa means khafi, to hide. It is a state between idhar and idgham, so the sound is not completely clear and you are not completely merging it either. Instead, you are going to hide that noon sound within the makhraj of the next letter. So this is the proper way to do ikhfa. You have to look at the makhraj of the next letter and you have to bring your tongue to that makhraj. So we learned this in the last class as well. This does change the sound of the ikhfa. So for example, also if you have a heavy letter versus a light letter, the ikhfa is also going to be heavy or light. So if we have the word mansura, noon is going to be heavy ikhfa. Mansura, as opposed to mansura, now seen is light, so the ikhfa is also heavy. Man and men. So now you can hear that there is that different. Mansura, mansura. So now sad is heavy, seen is light, and the ikhfa also sounds different. Now if we try two other similar letters, if we try ta and dal, antabaq, now ikhfa is heavy. Adabaq, now the ikhfa is light. So you can hear that because I am hiding it within the makhraj of the next letter, the ikhfa also sounds different. So this means that ikhfa is not going to sound the same depending on each of the letters. Okay, so that was just a review of all of the ahkam and nun as-sakin that we did. So inshallah, now if we go to our the analysis of our verses, we are going to point out all of these different types of nun sakin and tanween rules. So starting from ayah number 84, فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, name of Allah here is light. لَا تُكَلَّفُ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ وَحَرِّضُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Ra is going to be heavy, dad is heavy. عَسَى اللَّهُ, the name of Allah here is heavy. أَن يَكُفَّ. So now أَن, I see that there is a noon sakin here. There is nothing on top of that noon sakin. So I know that this is going to be either ikhfa, or it is going to be iqlab, or it is going to be idgham. Now let's look at the next letter and this will confirm for us. The next letter is ya. Ya is part of yarmalun, meaning that we are going to merge this together. Ya is part of yanmu, which means this is going to be idgham with ghunna. So I'm going to merge this with the ya. Noon sakin is merging with the ya while still going up into the nose. An yakuffa. So this is an ya. An ya, merge the noon together. Ayya kuffa, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Ba'sa alladhina kafaru, wallahu, name of Allah here is heavy. Ashaddu ba'san wa ashaddu. So here we have a tanween. Now if you look at the Uthmani script, the tanween is not perfectly aligned, meaning this is not going to be idhar. Instead, the tanween is slightly crooked, meaning that this is going to be either idgham or ikhfa or iqlab. Just to confirm, let's look at the next letter. The next letter is waw, which is the letter of yarmalun. It is part of yanmu, meaning this is going to have idgham with ghunna. Merge these together, and this is going to go up into the nose. Ba'sawwa, ba'sawwa, merge this together with the wa. Wa ashaddu taqila, here we have a noon with a sukoon. There is nothing on top of this noon, so this is going to be ikhfa. And we are going to look at the next letter. The next letter is gaf. So we're going to bring the nun sound to the makhraj of the gaf. Your tongue or your mouth should be prepared to say the letter gaf. Tankila. Now we know that if this was going to be heavy, the ikhfa would also be heavy. Tankila. So you can hear that ikhfa is changing as well. Here, because gaf is light, the ikhfa is also light. Tankila. May yashfa, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. It is part of yarmalun. Ya is also part of yanmu, meaning this is going to have ghunna. Merge the noon sound with the ya. May yashfa shafa'atan hasanatan. So here, shafa'atan hasana. I see the ikhfa. Sorry, not the ikhfa. I see that the tanween is going to be completely aligned, meaning this is going to be idhar. Now, just to confirm, I will look at the next letter, and the next letter is ha, which is a haruf halqi. It is a throat letter. So this is going to be a very clear noon sound. Shafa'atan hasanatayyakun. This is going to be idgham with ghunna. It is ya, which is part of yarmalun. Lahu nasibum minha, nasibum minha. I see that the tanween is not perfectly aligned. The next letter has shidda. So I know that this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Nasibum minha. Nun has a sukoon, so this is going to be idhar. Minha. وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ, again, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Noon is merging into the ya, which is part of yarmalun. شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً, this is going to be ikhfa. Seen is a letter of huruf baqi. It is not part of any of the other rules. So we know for sure this is ikhfa. And we're going to say the ikhfa and then kind of hide this within the makhraj of the letter seen. شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ. سَيِّئَةً, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. يَكُلْ لَهُ, there is a noon sakin here, followed by the letter lam with ha shadda, meaning this is going to be idgham. Now for this one, it is going to be idgham without ghunna. This is lam and ra are without ghunna, meaning there should not be a hint of that noon sound. You're just going to merge the gaf straight within the lam. يَكُلْ لَهُ. There is no hint of ghunna. You are not bringing it up into the nose. There is no hint of that noon sound. Kiflum minha. This is going to be idgham with ghunna. You are merging the tanween with the letter mim. Minha. You see that there is a visible sign of sakin on the noon, meaning this is going to be idhar. The next letter is ha. So the noon sound is very clear. Wakan Allahu. Name of Allah here is heavy. Ala kulli shay'im muqita. Now, shay'imu, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Merge the tanween with the meem. Muqita, this is going to be a two-count med. Wa'idha huyitum bitahiyyatin fa. Now here, this is going to be ikhfa. I see that there is that tanween, followed by the letter fa, which is not part of any of the other rules. So this is huruf baqi. It is going to be ikhfa. I am going to say the tanween, and I am going to move my tongue onto the makhraj of the fa. And this is going to influence the sound of the ikhfa. بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. مِنْهَا, I see that there is a visible sign of sukoon, meaning this is going to be idhar. Just to confirm, look at the next letter, and it is the letter ha, which is huruf halqi. So here it is going to be idhar. Noon sound is very clear. Minha aw rudduha. Inna Allaha, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Kana ala kulli shay'in ha. So here the tanween is perfectly aligned. So I am going to say this as idhar. Just to confirm, you look at the next letter, and it is ha, which is huruf halqi. So the noon sound is going to be very clear. Shay'in hasiba. And then we end here on a two-count med. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today. So inshallah, from ayah number 84 to ayah number 86. Inshallah, in the next class, we will do a review very quickly of these ahkam rules. There's just one small topic that we still have to cover before we move on to the next topic. So inshallah, in the next class, we will just cover that. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class. So I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallah. اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.